Shall I just
speak? I've got John Hooper on the line, live from Rome. John, what's the mood in the sort of papal party this morning?
Well, we're on the plane now, waiting to take off. Outside, various dignitaries are lined up to give the Pope a formal and ceremonial farewell. Inside the plane, there are about 70 journalists, and then the members of the papal entourage, who are at the front of the plane, beyond a curtain that divides them and the Pope off from the rest of us. And quite soon after we take off, we're expecting the Pope to come through that curtain and give us a briefing about the visit that awaits him in Britain. And it's foreseeably a highly controversial visit to the UK. Right now, we're just getting used to the slightly different surroundings here in the papal plane, where the headrest covers, for example, are embroidered with the papal coat of arms, and where when you arrive, the newspapers that you're offered by the air steward include the Vatican semi-official daily, L'Osservatore Romano, which we notice, by the way, has still in the entourage and the entourage Cardinal Walter Kasper, the papal aide, papal former aide, I should say, at the centre of the controversy over his remarks in a magazine published in Germany, in which he compared Britain to a third world country. That controversy is unlikely to die away anytime soon, though I'm sure the papal party are hoping that the Pope's own words and messages, which he'll be giving later today, will in some way start to push all of that into the background as the visit gets into its pace.
We've had several weeks of fairly hostile build-up to this visit. There's been documentaries every night on British TV sort of blaming the Pope for various scandals. Are they nervous about how this visit is going to go?
Well, I think what happened yesterday has definitely caused a flurry, and the papal spokesman, Father Federico Lombardi, went to the trouble of putting out a special statement to mainly British correspondents, which is clearly a sign of some nervousness and apprehension. But until the row over Cardinal Kasper blew up, the mood in the Vatican was more one of optimism. There was a feeling that the controversies were starting to melt away and that the visit would become the central element, the Pope's own appointments in the 4 days that he is in the UK. It's hard to measure at the moment, until we speak to more members of the papal party, exactly whether that confidence has ebbed in the last 24 hours.
Well, I better let you get and do that, John. Thanks very much. Speak to you soon.
All right, terrific.